All right, welcome back. We are on session 17 of The Adventures of the Zebulon Harding, where we have found ourselves, encountering the strange gravitic anomalies around a planet, furnace planet, KTAC Z48, and we're able to control the or you know get control of the ship back from the gravitic anomalies, get the ship back under control, scan the planet, and discovered that there were a number of shipwrecks scattered across the surface of the planet, generated probably brought down by the generated gravitic anomalies, waves and that sort of thing, the intensity of the things. In scanning that and exploring the thing, trying to find more, Earl realized that one of the ships that they were looking at was, in fact, a ship that he recognized, the Sirius Tribute, a heavy transport that he had, in fact, been aboard and worked on at some level prior to being found on the Zebulon Harding. In fact, it's the last thing that he remembers before waking up on the Zebulon Harding. But he doesn't know how he got from there to there. So he's asks Zeb to land and is getting on his suit so that he can see if he can find out anything more about this ship, all while assuring Zeb and himself that it's just a ship and doesn't. I'm sure we all believe him. So we're gonna check this thing out, and to do this, what we're gonna do, we're gonna be using a couple of oracles that we haven't used in the past, and we're also gonna be using a couple of, we're gonna dig back into undertake an expedition. It's not always about flying through space. Sometimes you can use undertake an expedition to explore precursor vaults and, in fact, explore derelict spacecraft. So we're gonna be doing that. All right. So I've set up a challenge here: explore Sirius Tribute. This ship was brought down as part of a crash landing from, these gravity fluctuations. So we assume, since that's what the ship was, our ship was assaulted with. And as a result, I'm not actually expecting there to be, I'm not aiming at the idea of this thing being particularly dangerous, physically speaking. Emotionally, it might be. As such, I'm only making this a troublesome expedition, so it should be relatively quick to do exploration. So we're going to go over here, going to look at moves. The move we're taking is undertake an expedition. In this case, we are surveying a mysterious site. I am not moving at speed. I'm not trying to keep under the radar, but I am going to stay vigilant. So for this, I am going to roll wits as I undertake an expedition. Take a look at that. So we get a shot of Zeb in the airlock and say, okay, or Earl in the airlock and say, all right, Zeb. And I'm done up, full blown Earl spacer attire with the shit, with the, got a gun on, the heavy backpack that's like part of the suit, some, pack of tools, other crap like that. All right, Earl. All right, Zeb, let's open her up. Open and let's see what we get. All right, undertaking an expedition is a weak hit. Weak hit. You reach a waypoint, envision the location, and mark progress according to the rank of your expedition, but this progress costs you. Suffer costs en route, make a suffer move or two suffer moves, or face peril at the waypoint. Let's envision what we encounter. Let's envision what we encounter first and figure out where we're going from there. So we're going to go over to Oracles, and I'm taking a look at the derelict craft. Derelicts actually work. They have, the way the table is broken up, there's actually information in here that you can use for a derelict settlement as well as a derelict starship, which is pretty cool. The book has a lot more information on this. It's really pretty neat. I love the art for this as we're getting in here and taking a look at this thing, this exploring a derelict ship. The one I'm coming up on, it is a heavy transport. It's not that big. But you can get in here, look at the first look. The inner first look, and a whole bunch of stuff about, the zones that you can look through and explore, for the derelict. So pretty cool. We're going to get in here, and first of all, I'm just going to look at what the condition is. We're getting closer to this thing as I'm coming up on, and we're going to get our first really good look at the ship as we're getting up closer to it. We've identified the hull and got the identifications off the hull, but let's see what kind of shape this thing is actually in now that we're getting closer. It is cold and dark. Okay, so some of the other options on the table: functional, limited power, damaged or breached. It's just cold and dark. So that indicates non-functional, but it's not obviously been like torn apart, badly damaged, anything like that. It's not about to explode, anything like that. Neither is it still essentially pristine. So that's kind of a mixed bag. I take that for what it's worth. That's a condition, and the first look of the outer hull gives us this information. Corpses. Outer hull first look. Corpses. Okay. All right. So as Earl's coming up to this thing and getting closer, we're on a furnace world. So it's a fiery, not quite purely volcanic, but certainly hot, certainly partly volcanic, certainly sulfurous and you know, inhospitable and everything like that. So the ship is cold and lifeless, and we've got corpses outside. And I spot one of these as I'm coming around sort of this cinder mound and coming closer to the ship. I'm looking up at the thing, and I kind of turn and I do a double take, and you see that there's like a body there. We'll say two. And they've been setting up, or it looks like they were in the process of setting up some kind of device, possibly. You know what? Let's actually go to... I don't like where my brain was going with that. So let's go to characters and look at what their character goal was. What were they doing when they were out here? Roll twice. All right. So, okay. We've got multiple corpses and we've got multiple things that they were trying to do out here. So let's check and see what we get. Forging an alliance. Seeking redemption. Securing a resource. Boy, I'm just going to look at the goals and see what we've got going on here. Craft an object. I'm reminded of this. There's an old piece of Star Wars art that I've always kind of liked, that somebody, I'm pretty sure it wasn't actually part of any one of the sources of the books or anything like that, but it was a like a TIE fighter pilot where the TIE had crashed, but he'd like pulled a bunch of the electronics out of it, like it was sort of set up to, like there was a survival kit kind of a thing, and it was built so that some of the stuff could be pulled out, and he had like, the pilot had taken a bunch of this stuff out and was running cables out of the cockpit and down to the ground, and it set up like a dish to signal out back to space, like probably an SOS kind of thing. And I'm reminded of that here. If the ship itself, and we're looking at the ship, so we'll learn a little bit more here. We're looking at the ship, and this thing has done like a crash landing. So a lot of the stuff on the outside of the hull is just scoured away by crashing down through this thing. So a lot of the external, what they call it on the Millennium Falcon, a lot of the external greebles have been like torn away. So the ship itself is just, and we're gonna, you know, the comm array, the communications array, probably damaged. So what we have here, we're seeing here, is at least a couple places where these cables have been run out and are attached to like a couple of outer ports near the say airlock or something like that on the hull, and run over to like sort of a power pack and a big case, and then on top of that there's like mounted like a thing like a signal dish. They were trying to get some kind of SOS thing going. I'm picking out of this like repair a technology craft an object. But these people didn't seem, I mean, I can look at it right now and I can see they didn't really know what they were doing. It's done somewhat textbook, but it clearly wasn't even working. There's no power to the unit. They weren't, you know, they died waiting for this thing that had never been set up correctly to actually work. And do I recognize them? I'm going to say it's like about a 50-50 chance that I recognize these folks. Yes or no? Do I recognize them? Yes, I do. Okay, so I know these folks. I recognize them from the ship. Was I close friends with them? Earl is pretty sociable person. So again, I'm going to say about a 50-50 chance that I was friends with these folks. Yeah, I was. Okay, so I know these folks. These are people that I spent time with on the ship, that I had gotten to know. Akeem and Ayako. Okay. So I'm going to say they were Akeem was probably like a, let's say he was the like a researcher. Probably, I'm gonna say he's like probably medically trained as a sort of a secondary task, kind of a thing, secondary role. And Ayako was a diplomat. Okay, someone who's like, working between different factions or different planets, maybe making deals, possibly corporate, that kind of thing. It was still people I knew, people I had, and they were doing their best to try to get out there. I checked the tanks, and they basically ran out of oxygen. There wasn't apparently anything on the ship, and they were out here as a last-ditch resort, knowing that they couldn't really go back to the ship because of the fact that, I mean, all the air they had left was the air that was still in their suits. Well, that sucks. And based on that, I'm going to say that what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a spirit hit. I'm going to take a suffer thing, and I'm going to take a spirit hit of 2, which takes me down to a spirit of 2. And I am going to see if I can withstand that suffer move here for enduring the stress. When you face mental strain, shock, or despair, suffer -2 for serious stress. If your spirit is 0, or if you choose to resist this, roll spirit or heart, whichever is higher. In this case, heart is higher because my spirit is now all the way down to a 2. So I am going to roll my heart and see how bad this really lands. Although 2 spirit is already pretty bad. Let's see what happened here. I got a weak hit. I can burn momentum for a strong hit. I had an 8 against a challenge dice of 8 and 6, and I have a momentum of 9 right now. On the strong hit, I can choose to either shake it off and take a spirit back, or take a momentum. On a weak hit, I can lose momentum in exchange for +1 spirit. I'm gonna let this cost me a little bit of momentum in exchange for a little bit of spirit, and get my spirit back up to a 3, because this takes the wind out of my sails a little bit. I just don't. But I'm gonna mark progress on this particular thing. And is everything all right, Earl? Yeah, Zeb, I knew these folks. I can't figure it. They ran out of oxygen in their suits. Probably because there wasn't anything left in the ship, I'd imagine. If that's true, how the hell did anybody find me? And if they found me, why didn't they take anybody else with them? How the hell did I get from this ship over to you? What happened? Well, Earl, you're very resourceful. Thanks. Well, no, what I mean is that perhaps you figured out some way that you were able to extend or your oxygen supply or generate more. Perhaps you were the last person standing. Well, that doesn't make any damn sense. If I was still around, I'd have helped him with this. I sure as hell would have gotten the SOS. I would have gotten the Mayday working. Maybe they did get the Mayday working. It's only dead now. It might be that the ship lost power and hasn't been generating an alarm for some time. It's been months since. Well, at least a month since any of this happened. It could be that there was only a limited amount of power left on the ship. Maybe they did get it working. Maybe we came and you were the last person alive. Well, I wouldn't have figured out a way to generate more oxygen, not share it with people. That's not who I am. That's not who I am. I'm going to try to secure an advantage, but I'm going to roll with the ship's integrity, because I'm securing an advantage here with by working with Zeb. When you secure an advantage by taking advantage of the or talking over the situation with the overseer, roll plus integrity. If I do so, take +1 momentum on a hit. Cool. I really wish I could roll the integrity. I wish there was a button here to roll it. That would be nice, but there isn't. So I'm just gonna roll health and do it that way, because it's the same basic thing. Again, weak hit. Oh no, that's a miss. I have to burn momentum to get a weak hit. Ew. I don't love that. Secure an advantage. When you assess the situation, make preparations or attempt to gain leverage, envision your action. On a strong hit, take both. On a weak hit, choose one. On a miss, you fail or your assumptions betray you. Pay the price. My assumptions betray me. Boy, that's a hard thing to hear when I just said I'm not the kind of person that would figure out how to survive and not share it with people, and I say that's not who I am, and it finds out my assumptions betray me. I roll my pay the price. If I accept that failure and I pay the price, it wants me to roll twice. That's super great. Your equipment or your vehicle malfunctions, and the surprising development complicates your quest. Surprising development complicates your quest. All right. You know what? I maybe you're right, but I don't like what it says about me if it is true that I figured something out. I'm gonna head inside, see what I can find out. I have an idea what this might be. A surprising development. I have an idea what this might be. Okay. So I'm gonna go back to the oracles again and take a look at the derelicts and find out. Derelict has a thing here for the first look of the inside of the ship. So I'm gonna head in. And do I need to? Well, we're gonna do an undertake the expedition thing here to see how the progress goes into that. So let's go into the exploration moves and undertake the exploration for the next portion of the thing. I am again going to, what I really want to be doing is, well, no, wits is fine. So I have to jury rig the door somehow to get in, because the hold, you know, obviously the ship's not powered any longer, but I've got a power pack with me, I've got my tools. And I'm gonna just kind of jury rig my way in and see if I can. So basically, hotwire the door. When you make a move to craft, repair, repurpose, or modify equipment or technology, take plus one. Take plus, okay, I'm gonna do that. I'm applying my gearhead to this role, I think. So I'm gonna I'm doing undertake expedition, but I'm doing it, you know, by working on the door. So as such, I'm gonna roll wits, but I'm gonna take a plus one on it because I am a gearhead, and that gets me. Ooh, that gets me a strong hit. Okay, cool. When you trailblaze a route through parallel... Okay, so I got my wits. So strong hit, you reach a waypoint. Envision the location, mark progress per the rank of your expedition. Cool. And I take plus one momentum. Also cool. And we're going to go in here. I'm going to mark progress and envision the location. So let's see what the oracle has to say about the interior of the ship. Corroded surfaces. Okay, so the ship itself... probably we got some the local planet's air has gotten in here, atmosphere has gotten in here, so we're seeing a lot of corrosion around the inside of the ship. And what is the original zone that we're in here as we come into the ship? Let's just take a look at this living quarters. That's fine. All right, so the airlock comes in on like sort of a side passage and from the side of the ship and comes into sort of a main hub area that's been repurposed into sort of that area like you see in the Millennium Falcon, where you've got like places to, well, it's really just it's a combination community area and sort of a general mess kitchen area, that kind of thing. You come into the core down sort of a short corridor, and we're in there and we're seeing a lot of corrosion, we're seeing some damage, we're seeing some cracks, and it says that the hull is no longer really, it doesn't look completely damaged, but it's definitely got some leaks. We've definitely seen some work in here. We're not seeing more people, but we start to explore, and we're finding some other, we're finding signs of some other people. Maybe there weren't a lot of folks on here, but we probably do find more. Well, let's go to the oracle and see. Find a lot of people. I'm gonna say it's likely that there's other people. No, there weren't any other people. I don't find anybody else in the ship. There were only two? Had there been more? I'm going to say that's likely. There had been other people. There had been other people on the ship, but they're not here now. Only Akeem and Ayako. And there's nobody else here now. So I'm going through crew quarters. I'm not finding anybody. I'm going to see if there's any chance that I'm going to be able to recover anything in terms of what happened, like from a black box or something on the bridge of the ship. We're going to give it about a 50-50 chance. Am I going to be able to recover anything? Or if there's even an option to be able to recover anything from the ship. Yes, I can. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do this a slightly different way. Since I'm in here, I'm going to explore a waypoint. When you divert from an expedition to examine a notable location, roll wits. On a strong hit, choose one. On a strong hit with a match, you can instead make a discovery. That's cool. I am going to explore a waypoint. I'm using wits. I am going to take a plus one modifier because I'm going to be using my ability to repair gear and equipment and that sort of thing to work on this, and that gives me a plus one, so I'm going to take a plus one on that, and I am going to submit for that, and that gives me a strong hit. Unfortunately, not a strong hit with a match. It would be really cool to get a discovery right here, but I'm not get that. All right, so on the strong hit, choose one. Find an opportunity, envision a favorable insight, situation, resource, or encounter, and take plus two momentum. I'm already maxed out, so the momentum doesn't do any good. Or gain progress, mark progress on your expedition per its rank. Envision a favorable insight, situation, resource. Okay. Underneath, in the oracles, underneath the derelict, there is, in fact, opportunities section. Oh, the opportunities are in each section. Interesting. Okay, so I'm going to roll. Okay, so let's see where the opportunity lives. The opportunity is going to be in the living quarters. And God, they've got different opportunities for each area. That's freaking cool. Culturally significant object or artifact. I'm gonna find something of Earl's, I think. Something I remember. What do I find of Earl's? I had my black iron, the black iron with the piece of the ship that I swear vows on. I had that with me. Sometimes I get stuck. I've gotta sort of unpack stuff. Okay, so I'm going through and I'm digging through and I find a manifest. I find the typical maydays, the expected maydays, but at the time of the ship going down, when they encountered these gravity issues and stuff like that, the only while there had been other people on the ship, there weren't any people on the ship anymore, except for Akeem and Ayako and me. What happened to me? We're all shouting at each other, and then the recordings cut out as the ship begins to go down. So I'm looking down through, and I'm going through living quarters, just kind of because if I was here, I should have quarters here, right somewhere. And when I open up one of the hatches, I see laying across the bunk, actually kind of tossed on the floor. I kind of make this sound, and Zeb says, "Yeah, Earl, what is it?" And my response is, "Oh, that's my favorite damn shirt. That's my favorite shirt." And I go to reach and pick it up, and I pick it up, and it's got a hole through it here and on the back, all the way through, and it's just a bloody hole. And I'm looking at it like, it's got a big old damn hole in it. You mean it's torn? No, I mean it looks like I had a freaking support beam shoved through me. Well, you're not. No, I don't have a hole in me right now. I don't know. I'm remembering something, and I kind of think about. My mind goes back to when I first woke up on the Zebulon Harding and the way that I felt at the time. And son of a. And I throw down the shirt and I go stalking down and I'm looking and I remember the layout of the ship enough to go to, like, I'm going to med bay and I get in there and there's a sort of cryo sleep pods like you have in Aliens where they're at kind of a slant, but they're still. And one of them is open and looks like it's been popped open and been left open. And there's. You know, signs that this was in use. I remember when I woke up, those of you who want to go back, check out session one, when I woke up on the deck of the Zebulon, when Earl woke up on the deck of the Zebulon Harding, he had a headache and he had a feeling that he associated with cold sleep. He associated with cryo sleep or the kind of suspension that they put you in for healing in a med pod. That's why I'm extending that. That explains that. I must have gotten hurt during the crash. They brought me in here and put me in the pod to stabilize me as much as they could. Let the auto dock kind of heal me up, and then they tried to rescue the ship. I'm the only one that probably could have helped them, and they couldn't help me. Ship's running out of oxygen. They were running out of oxygen. The only thing, only person still with a heartbeat when the ship showed back up was me because I was in the damn cryo pod. Damn it. This doesn't tell me a damn thing. And where the hell did everybody else go? Why were we by ourselves? All right, so what I'm doing here from this examining an expedition thing is I am going to, rather than taking plus two momentum, I'm going to gain progress and mark progress on my expedition per my rank. Take that as a second or a third advance on exploring the Sirius Tribute. So I guess you were here before, Zeb. The ship was. It must have picked up a distress call and just decided to kind of help, come and help. They found me, and I woke up. Was I unconscious during everything that happened with you? Is that why I can't remember anything? Why'd I wake up in the middle of the damn cargo bay? Why wouldn't I have been? I'm gonna conclude my exploration of the Surya. Whew, progress of 9, challenge dice against an 8 and a 1 still gives me a strong hit. So, finish an expedition. On a strong hit, you reach your destination, complete your survey, mark a reward on your discovery's legacy track according to the expedition's rank. Troublesome just gets me one tick. So, going into the legacies. And marking one tick on discoveries. Oh, that's still enough to get me two more XP. I learned stuff. So now I've got 5 XP that I haven't spent. If I was the GM, I'd be very annoyed with this player for not spending more points. That's okay. All right. Zeb, we're able to take off. Yes, there shouldn't be any problem. We've managed to work out a algorithm that deals with the gravity fluctuations. So we should be able to depart at will. Are you ready to go? No, I'm gonna need. Yeah, give me about another hour. What do you need to do, Earl? I'm gonna get my friends back on board. It's all right with you. See if we can't get them home. Of course, Earl. Of course. The player feels like the right thing to do. And as the GM, I'm sitting here rubbing my hands together, saying, "Yes, please bring the dead bodies from the who died alone on a strange planet back aboard your ship." It sounds like a super idea. Fan-freaking-tastic. All right. So I'm laying them, kind of putting them into some sort of state in one of the cargo holds. Covering them up, figuring out how we're going to actually see with them and find out some more about them, but figure out a way for them to get returned or just seen to. Or maybe I'll put them, I'm not going to bury them on this shitty planet that killed them. Maybe I'll put them out an airlock at an appropriate time with some sort of thing. In any case, well, this is a bit of a downer episode, but we learned some stuff. Let's go back to our progress, or sorry, our vows. Learn what happened to the former crew of the Zebulon Harding. I learned something about what happened to the crew of the Zebulon Harding, and find out a little bit more about what happened at the Zebulon Harding's last known location. I'm going to say that I at least know a little bit more about what happened prior to this, leading up to this. So we know that they were functioning and they were still sort of acting in a somewhat helpful and charitable fashion, because they came and tried to rescue a group that had put up a mayday. So we learned some more. Not all of it's good, but it's better to know, I suppose. All right, so next time probably a burial in space, but for now we have explored Saria's tribute. All right, thank you all for joining me. Thanks so much for all the feedback and the commentary and everything like that. You can't know how much I appreciate it. It's been a weird week and difficult to get back to this, but I'm glad that we did. Sometimes I get stuck. What you're not going to see in this video when it posts is the 20 minutes where I sat there staring at a wall trying to figure out what the hell I found aboard the ship. These things happen. Don't beat yourself up over them. Eventually the idea will come, right? In this case, it was a favorite shirt with a big old hole in it. And finding out that I had been in a med bay kind of suspension capsule. I like that a lot. So, all right, more to come, and I will talk to you all soon. Thanks very much.